This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palpat. United States has nearly 90,000 deaths from COVID-19, the most of any other country. Despite this, the U.S. health chief rejected the notion the government has failed its people. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar told news network CNN it could have been vastly, vastly worse. President Donald Trump tweeted on Sunday the U.S. is, quote, doing really well medically on solving the plague. It will happen. Azar said the number of cases in the U.S. has been controllable. The secretary also said the country is in a position where it can reopen businesses. In a rare move, former President Barack Obama criticized some U.S. leaders overseeing the coronavirus response as he delivered an online commencement speech for graduates of historically black colleges and universities. The former president told graduates that the pandemic shows many officials, as he put it, aren't even pretending to be in charge. President Obama spoke during the two-hour live streaming event broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. He also addressed high school graduates Saturday evening during a televised celebration called Graduate Together. A suicide bomb explosion in central Somalia has killed at least 5 people, including a regional governor, Sunday. VOA's Somali service has learned the governor of Mudug, a region in Puntland, and people traveling with him, including bodyguards, were killed after a suicide bomber drove a rickshaw into his vehicle in the town of Galkayo. Mayor Saheed Hamoud Ali told VOA Somali that the governor, Ahmed Musa Nur, died at the scene. He was appointed to his post in May last year. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility. This is VOA News.